My name is Mariko Tamaki, and my book report is on Margaret Atwood's Cat's Eye. It's probably one of the best books that I've ever read about being a girl. Cat's Eye is the story of a woman's childhood told in flashbacks. The main character, Elaine, is an artist who paints these incredibly symbolic, they're sort of categorized as feminist paintings. And she's in Toronto, which is, of course, where you want to go for this art exhibit. And I think it's sort of like the early 80s. And she's flashing back to her childhood and to these friends, one specific friend that she had when she was a kid. And I think it's one of the few books that I had ever read that was incredibly sort of detailed about the sort of like strange rituals of being a girl. And this character is very incredibly observant. It's kind of like the sort of this next step up from Harriet the Spy. So this is Elaine. She is young, so she's maybe like 7 or 8. And she's sitting in this room with her friends Carol and Grace. And Grace has a pile of old Eaton's catalogs. Eaton's is kind of like a chain of department stores in Canada. I've seen a lot of Eaton's catalogs before. Up north, they're hung in outhouses to use as toilet paper. Eaton's catalogs remind me of the stench of such outhouses, the buzzing of flies down the hole underneath, the box of lime, and the wooden paddle for dumping the lime down onto the piles of old and recent droppings of all shapes and colors of brown. But here we treat these catalogs with reverence. We cut the small colored figures out of them and paste them into scrapbooks. Then we cut out other things, cookware, furniture, and paste them around the figures. The figures themselves are always women. We call them my lady. My lady's going to have this refrigerator, we say. My lady's getting this rug. This is my lady's umbrella. Grace and Carol look at each other's scrapbook pages and say, "Oh, yours is so good. Mine's no good. Mine's awful." They say this every time we play the scrapbook game. Their voices are wheedling and false. I can tell they don't mean it, and each one thinks her own lady on her page is good. But it's the thing you have to say, so I begin to say it too. I think it's just like the perfect example of this person kind of piecing together this kind of act of being a girl. Like, you know, it's almost like this perfect illustration of performativity, right? Like, to me, this book is kind of the ultimate like introduction to feminism, and it's this very Canadian introduction to feminism to like, well, these are the things that we do, and this is the sort of like collective impact of these things, and it's false. If you're a feminist, you kind of have to buy this book, right? And if you don't buy it, then you're probably not a feminist. That's what I would say. Do you really support the cause? Then you should buy Margaret Atwood's Cat's Eye. If you don't, then go buy whatever you want. Who cares?